are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I am talking about Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're gonna jump into a topic right now that is got an unusual name. My first thought was, no, that's what they call it? Yeah, smurfing. What? Smurfing. It's very fitting, too, that I'm going to deal with a Democrat fundraising machine called Act Blue when I'm also dealing with smurfing. Yeah, it is smurfing, just like the cartoon character Smurf. Not the same thing. This is a bad thing. This is not Papa Smurf, all innocent, everybody's good, wearing little hats, living in the mushroom house. No, this is not good at all. So first, let me back up, and I'm going to give you guys some definitions, because some things have happened that have been sensed and sort of anticipated over the last year or so. But I will be honest with you, they've apparently come very much to light, and hopefully more so coming in the next few days. So first of all, know this. Both the Republican and Democrat sides, and I'm fully aware of this, have fundraising machines that they use. Now, the Democrats have had theirs, and I believe it's in a slightly different, I'm trying to say, not category, but a slightly different capacity than the one on the Republican side, but they're both big. Democrats have a nonprofit with an online capability called Act Blue. Republicans have one called Win Red. Win Red is more in the form of a super PAC, if I'm not mistaken, but listen, the bottom line is right now the problems are with Act Blue. So I'm going to spend my time focusing on that. Just here, listen, we talk about election integrity. We talk about cheating on elections. We talk about things that shouldn't be that are. Well, right now what we're seeing is that Act Blue has got problems. So let me back up and kind of give you the lay of the land here. It's really kind of fascinating. If you're a political junkie, you're going to like this. But here's the deal. You can go through all kinds of the fundraising tallies. Like every candidate, even if they run for dog catcher in Alabama, has to file their campaign finance reports. You can go online and see them. You can see who's been giving them money. Now, occasionally you get what's called a dark money donation. And a dark money donation is one that runs through a PAC, and that PAC is not then otherwise disclosing where it got the money to give to the candidate. Dark money. And I've seen some freakadeek ones. I've seen some that rise up out of nowhere. Like, why is there a PAC and all they have is a P.O. box and they don't exist in real life, but suddenly, you know, $1 million came from some bank in Tennessee? We saw that, by the way, in the 2014 election. We saw that. There was despite everything that we had done to lock down the efforts of Democrats to cheat, we were watching as money was dropping in. And we know what it was. It was a teachers' union. The teachers' union was basically offshoring money and then bringing it back in a dark money PAC. I will be honest, I'm aware that probably both sides have done this. But in my experience, the ones that I've watched do it blatantly were the ones that were anti-Republican. Now, Act Blue is not bad in and of itself. It's not. Act Blue, in my opinion, is actually genius. Somebody got a good idea and they ran with it. And they got ahead of the game. So this organization called Act Blue, you can find them, like I said, campaign finance reports. You can find on Democrat campaign finance reports at all levels around the entire nation that they got money from Act Blue. Act Blue will have an advisory committee. They'll have funds set aside that's raised just for, pick one, congressional candidates. Pick one, just urban congressional candidates. You know, or just listen, the bottom line is, funds can be earmarked and then sequestered and escrowed aside and then given out. And then the advisory board says, yes, and that candidate's polls are looking good, or that candidate needs more advertising money or whatever, send them a donation. So Act Blue, it shows up on the reports. Started back around 2003. Political candidates were just starting to figure out the whole Facebook, online, what do we do with this? How do you reach people on the internet thing? And two, like 20-something-year-old whiz kids, a guy named Matt DeBergalis, and Ben Ron. They founded ActBlue. I mean, they're like the Silicon Valley entrepreneurs of the political fundraising world. And they went to a nonprofit online platform, and what it was basically designed to do was to give Democrats a funnel. You might live in Alabama, but you really like that candidate you see out there in California, or you want to make sure that when the time comes that Senate district in New York City actually has some money. And so you give your money to ActBlue, and it's held in escrow and then given at the appropriate time for the race you designated, or you might just give it in general and they give it out to Democrats. So it's online payments. And also, it's pretty cheap, right? Campaigns love cheap. I'll just be honest with you. We do. Campaigns love cheap. Cheap's good. It saves you time and effort from things like PayPal and other stuff that's has a higher percentage they draw out of what you've set aside. It also, by the way, PayPal and all the others, they don't work on compliance. So here's the rub. ActBlue is all about compliance. You give money to ActBlue, ActBlue is working, and so is WinRed, and I know for a fact because I know somebody that does it. WinRed and ActBlue are both really into how do we stay in line with the Federal Election Commission's regulations so that donations are tracked appropriately. And if we give money to a candidate, then the data goes with the money so they can properly report where they got it. It's like a one-stop shop for getting some money and hopefully reporting it right. The question becomes, what happens when the money comes in wrong to begin with? Then what do you do? So right now, ActBlue, by the way, I have no idea how much money they've made, but back in 2006, when they were still pretty fresh, they raised $17 million. By 2018, they had raised $1 billion. $1 billion! And they get 4%. Well, how much would that be, Big Rig? Find me a calculator, man. 4% of $1 billion.
4% of $1 billion?
Yeah. If you find a number on that, let me know. It's a lot.
How many zeros is $1 billion?
Oh, it's a lot of zeros, dude. You go over there and do the counting and put the commas in, and I'll keep reading my stuff. But anyway, so the bottom line is Republicans don't have quite the same tool that Democrats do. It's ActBlue, and it does what it does on behalf of Democrats, and it's a platform, and it's national, and it raises a ton of money. And then what is smurfing? Smurfing. Well, all right, set aside what I told you about ActBlue. Let's talk about what smurfing is in general, because that's a real deal. What is a smurf? No, it's not a cartoon character. A smurf, all right, that's like a colloquial term we use for a money launderer. A smurf is somebody who's trying to evade scrutiny from government agencies, right? A smurf is somebody who says, I've got $1 million, but if I do anything over $10,000, they're going to find me. So I'm going to break it up into all of these little smaller transactions, put them in different financial institutions spread all around, and then I'll trigger them to go to where I want them to go at the right time. That's smurfing. That's taking money that could otherwise draw the attention of the government, breaking it down into small transactions, sometimes even obscuring the data from where it came, sometimes even kiting it across borders and then bringing it back in and laundering it through a variety of different means so you can accomplish what you want to do. What you got, man?
40 million.
Wow. All right. So ActBlue is a nonprofit making a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Okay. Wow. Thank you, by the way. So here's the deal. Smurfing. I'm dragging this out a little bit, but it's important to know because I'm trying to give you the basis for where we are. You got ActBlue drawing in $1 billion. Actually, the part of the article I didn't even get to, it said $1.5 billion. And that was in 2018. $1.5 billion, probably way more than that by now. And then there's smurfing. And smurfing goes in, according to the actual experts, it goes in three stages. One is called placement. That's where they literally take the money and they basically get it where they want it to go. Like they put it in a suitcase, for that matter. Smuggle it across the Canadian border. I'm just making something up, but I'm just saying. And then there's the layering. That's placement. Then there's a layering stage. They find all the different means by which they can obscure the audit trail. They've got this transaction, that transaction. Put some over here. Break it up into small pieces. Give it to that person to give back to us later. Yada, yada, yada. And then there's integration. That's where they bring it all back together. The problem you got is that smurfing used to be a thing that was done to launder drug money or launder organized crime. Smurfing has now been relegated to the world of politics. We are seeing smurfing through Act Blue like you have never seen before. We're talking massive tranches of money that someone finally picked up on is actually beginning to filter through. And there's no way in the world it came from the sources that it's alleged to have come from. No way in the world. It doesn't work that way. Somebody glitched the system and accidentally kept using the same names over and over again. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about Act Blue, smurfing, and why you should be concerned about where Democrat candidates are getting their money. So, anyway, take a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I'm just saying, man, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. It's not always about ballots. Sometimes it's about how they even got to the ballot. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're back on this topic. I'm talking about smurfing. So, I told you, and listen, here's where it starts getting really, like dialed in, all right? So, I told you about Act Blue. Act Blue is the fundraising giant. It is the online machine for which the Democrats are able to collect up donations and send them out to candidates all over the nation. Act Blue has been accused now of smurfing, or allowing smurfing, or at the very least, letting smurfing just kind of happen. So smurfing is when you basically launder money in manners in which it was never intended. Last year, in August, I mean, next week will be exactly 1 year from the day this happened. Senator Marco Rubio sent a letter to the Federal Election Commission demanding that they investigate Act Blue. A year ago, demanding they investigate Act Blue. Why? Because in his words, they are doing nothing to verify the identities of those who were giving money. Apparently, most people in the world, when you give anything by credit card, which is the way the online process is going to have to work, right? You're not sending a dollar bill. You're doing something online. You have to give that little CVV number on the back of your credit card, right? A little security number that somebody might snap a picture of the front of your card, but they can't get away with it because they didn't see the back of the card. So what they're saying is that Act Blue, Rubio was incensed by the fact that he found out that Act Blue was doing nothing to verify identities. In other words, people were using cards that weren't theirs to give donations. They were doing all kinds of things to pretend that they were one donor when they were really another. And they're making these e-transactions in a fraudulent and unlawful manner. Sometimes, oh, by the way, it would be very likely to imagine they were coming in from other countries, which is a no-no. So Rubio said, it should come as no surprise that Act Blue serves as a vessel for fraud, considering the intentional lack of security ingrained within their donation processes. And then he goes on to say in the story that I've got, alarming reports in August last year emerged of fraudulent donations being reported to the FEC by Act Blue. So Act Blue began to go, oh, shoot, better say something. These reports indicate that numerous individuals, including senior citizens, have purportedly donated to Act Blue thousands of times a year. What? Yes. Mama sitting at the house on the home shopping network has no idea her card's been stolen. And next thing you know, she just gave 4,000 times to Act Blue. How do you give 4,000 times? Exactly. It's because it's a scam. It says, according to recent investigative reports, August of last year, many of these individuals had no idea their names and addresses were being used to give thousands of dollars in political donations, with most of these, quote, donations going to Act Blue. It should come as no surprise, then, that Act Blue serves as a vessel for fraud, given its lack of security. All right, I could go on that one, but here's the thing. That was a year ago. What happened? Nada. Nothing. Not a bit. And it got worse. Really? Yes. PJ Media has an article that I'll get to in a moment that says, is this the biggest election fraud scandal ever? Maybe. Piece I've got here from the Washington Examiner, Dateline this past weekend. Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, who's a Republican, demanded answers about suspicious donor activity on Act Blue, the Democrat Political Action Committee. In July, he said, July of this year, conservative activists sounded the alarm on suspicious donations made through Act Blue, including some cases in which single donors made tens of thousands of separate donations worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wait, they did what? Yes, mostly senior citizens, apparently, were on record as having given tens of thousands of times in small amounts, which would not normally come up. In other words, skip right on by when the $10, $20, $50 donations were made. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I had people that would walk up to me when I was running for the state Senate and go, hey, if I just, because they knew the $100 was the mark. Hey, if I give you 90 bucks, man, would that be okay to not put my name on the list? And I always told them, you can give me 20 bucks. I'm still putting your name on the list. If you don't want to donate, don't donate. I mean, the people that would do that, just, it drove me crazy. I had one guy, right after I won, you're allowed to help gather some money for like a month to help pay off any campaign debt you have. I had one guy come and goes, hey, so what's your favorite PAC? I said, I don't have a favorite PAC. He says, no. We like to give our money to PACs. I said, well, you go right ahead, but I won't be taking it. He didn't know what to do. He put the check bug back in his pocket and he left with a confused look on his face. But here's the thing. That's the one-offs. That's the people who are like, well, if I just give you 90 instead of 100, can you not put my name on the list so I won't get in trouble with my boss at work? Psh, all right, dude, whatever. No. How about when you find out that Mama's name is on Act Blue's records, but no one caught it because it was under the limit that required special attention, and so it came in, her name and address being used 10,000 times to give upwards of a total of $800,000. And that's what brought people's attention to it, because someone went and asked for the actual name listings. And when they began to collate the name listings, they're like, holy crap, what is Mama been doing? She won the lottery and then just sat in front of the computer? Well, listen, when we get back from this next break, I'm going to tell you how this broke down and kind of wrap this up for you. But this is what's happening right now. You think we ought to be careful about ballot security? We do. You think we got to be careful about, you know, whether or not the ballot machines are hooked up to the internet? Absolutely, we do. Do you think we should care about whether or not they're doing ballot harvesting or all that? Yes, we should. But what about when you find out that money's coming in from dark sources with false names in huge amounts, and it's just running right through the Democrat fundraising machine? Well, if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. And I'm glad we got an attorney general out there, Jason Meares from Virginia in this case, who has gone, wait a minute, I want to know more, and I will be filing suit. I mean, this is what AGs are for, to protect the public interest. And y'all, I'm telling you, the public should be very interested in this, because when I break down for you what it would take for these donations, if they were real, to even be, it's going to boggle your mind. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. Talking about some smurfing. We'll be right back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national. Yeah, I'm talking about covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're watching the news right now as it breaks. Stocks did take a major hit today. Recession fears, they say. I heard the Fed was looking at jumping in. In fact, if they did, I'm not aware of it. But there was a talk about the Fed trying to make a cut at the last minute to save the market, which, you know, whatever, man. That's called trying to save Kamala Harris. But we'll watch that as it develops. The other breaking news we're watching for right now that we'll be talking about in the next dipper here momentarily is what's happening in Israel. And y'all, I'm telling you, this is some serious business. We're talking about an Iran that we don't think has nukes yet, but they say they are just like right there, like on the cusp of it. So we'll keep our eyes on what's happening, because Israel has now threatened a strike that many believe is imminent as we speak. Not like perceived or a heightened state of alert. We're talking about a strike, and they believe it's going to happen. So blessings on Israel. Keep your eyes on the prize, folks. All right, so go back and let's wrap this thing up. Smurfing. This is one of those things, like, okay, so you're going to amaze people. You go have those water cooler conversations, right? You go talk to somebody at the gas pump or in the Sunday school or in the fast food line, and you're talking, and they say, I don't know, man. We got to watch the ballots. Yeah, but you got to watch the smurfing. You're going to amaze them. They're going to go, what's that? Let me tell you. I told you about Act Blue. I told you what smurfing is. It's basically money laundering. And then I told you that a year ago, Senator Marco Rubio determined that Act Blue literally had no security measures to verify where the credit card transactions were coming from, were they legit, were they trying to prevent fraud at all. And he wrote to the Federal Election Commission asking them to investigate Act Fraud, Act Blue a year ago. Dateline this weekend, Washington Examiner. I told you about Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaris. But here's the deal. He says, here's his quote, contributions via Act Blue are being made from fictional donors or dummy accounts, or that information reported by or on through Act Blue may be fraudulent. These circumstances may indicate that contributions via Act Blue are being made without the reported donor's consent or awareness. He goes on to say, given the seriousness of these allegations, I expect to receive your substantive response by August 12th. That's talking to the FEC. He basically put them on notice. I'm expecting an answer from you. What are you going to do about this? Are you looking into it? Fast forward. Dateline today. PJ Media. Is this the biggest election fraud scandal ever? Maybe. And they give the example. Imagine you're 80 years old, somebody knocks on your door and wants to ask you about how you found the time, energy, and the money to make all those political donations to Democratic candidates. And you look at them and go, what do you mean? I gave 10 bucks to Bill Clinton back a long time ago. I haven't given anybody since. The young journalist says, oh, no, no, sir. We have records that show that you made 20,000 donations in recent months with a total value in excess of $800,000. Oh, no. So here's the thing. They ran the numbers on this. If you were going to be able to do some of what they've been discovering, a group called Election Watch got busy. Election Watch is a Wisconsin-based political donation analysis operation. They rely on the FEC's data to compile state-by-state data. And they look at where all these things are, and they begin watching for smurfs. Election Watch says the FEC data is far from reliable, but from what they can tell, there are massive levels of smurfing going on in the Act Blue transactions and really in Democrat donations, period. It says Election Watch has compiled thousands of examples of a recent pattern that consists of elderly women making tens of thousands of donations of varying amounts to Democratic candidates and progressive activist groups. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Act Blue also started raising money for activist groups. Yay! The problem is a donor who is listed as having made 25,000 donations of varying amounts, assuming 3 minutes per donation, would have had to do nothing but make contributions 24-7 for 52 days without taking breaks for bathroom, meals, or sleeping. Like nonstop, 24-7 for 52 straight days to make the kind of donations they're seeing people being listed as having made. So we haven't even mentioned the additional fact that the contribution totals for legions of the donations compiled by Election Watch are actually substantial. The first entry for Virginia is one elderly citizen who reportedly gave $840,000 through a series of small transactions. No, it doesn't work like that. And so listen, if Mama has got the credit card, Mama should not be giving donations to Act Blue, because what may happen is next thing you know, Mama's credit card data is being used and reused. I don't know how this happened. They need to check it out. I mean, part of me believes that not only do you have foreign influence in there, but you may have somebody who hacked Act Blue and in hacking it, stole the credit card data that was being used to give money so they could keep giving money over and over again and just running it up and then running it up and then running it up. And I look at it and go, where are the credit card companies? I mean, where are the frigging credit card companies who are out there letting these charges get rung up in the name of Mama? It boggles the mind. And next thing you know, you've got donations that are being flushed out of Act Blue into the coffers of Democrat candidates. And we're all sitting there going, what just happened? What's going on? Yeah. Hey, Republicans, wake up. Election security is not just on election day or election month in some places. Election security is safeguarding the elections process. All of this falls under the purview of the Federal Election Commission. Do your job, FEC. Do your job. And go talk to people and find out, did they really give $840,000 over 10,000 donations in the last 6 months? Because that doesn't quite seem right. Because it's not right. It's called smurfing. And it shouldn't be happening. All right, listen, I'm going to check some text messages here. Let me do that real quick before I go to the break. I got several of y'all, by the way, who were extremely good at helping us with the math. 40 million. Thank you very much on that. Yes, it was. James from Harvest. Lee from Huntsville. Gotcha. Allie from Athens, with regards to the monologue earlier, says the American dream is alive. All caps, is alive. Thank you, Allie, my friend. Brian from Huntsville says, I agree with Pelosi. Add Biden to Rushmore. Spread his ashes up on the summit. Okay, now, that's getting ugly. Yeah, if you hadn't heard that, by the way, Nancy Pelosi felt, and I think she's being tongue-in-cheek, but it still is ridiculous that she'd even say this, that the Joe Biden's image ought to be carved into Mount Rushmore. Somebody, by the way, made a meme. I don't know who did it. It's one of those that I wish I'd thought of myself. Had a picture of Mount Rushmore modified to have Joe Biden sniffing the hair of George Washington. John from Brownsboro says, yeah, it is off topic, but thank you very much. Scott from Athens says, imagine if Congress did its job as intended and still coined. Okay, thank you very much. So what are y'all guys changing? You can't stay on topic, people. Jeff from Indiana, the way the markets are going, I think we should reverse Janet Yellen's name and be yelling at Janet. There's a bumper sticker right there. Gary from Decatur says, I'm thinking the FEC is staffed with liberal donors. Yeah, they're probably all making 10,000 donations over 6 months for $840,000 too. Last couple, Mark from Red Bay says, Joe gets ice cream at 2, so he has to wait till after that to go to the Situation Room. That makes sense. I think that's probably nailed it. And then Cameron from Decatur says, I know you like to use Aerosmith for your bumper music. Oh, I do. You may have already heard this, but Aerosmith had to cancel their tour because Steven Tyler blew out his voice and probably will not ever get it back. End of an era. Yeah, I saw that, man. And I look at it and think, I get it. I get the fact that they're still touring because they're doing what they love. They're probably getting paid for it, too. But it was an old boy was due to retire, if you know what I'm saying. Just, yeah. And huge fan of Aerosmith. But pretty sure when you've been touring since 1971, it's probably about that time. Just saying. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We'll come right back and we'll change to Dipper number 2. This one's got some legs on it too, man. War footing. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.